and Nathaniel hoard credo.
'Twas not a hoard credo, 'twas a pricket.
Most barbarous imitation, yet kind of an intuition, as it were, his inclination, unpolished, uneducated, or rather unlettered, to insert again my hoard credo for a deer.
I said that deer was not a hoard credo, 'twas a pricket.
Oh, thou monster ignorance, how deformed dost thou look!
Sir, he hath never fed of the dainties that are bred in a book. He hath not eat paper. He is only an animal, only sensible in the duller parts.
You two are bookmen. Can you tell me by your wit? What was a month old at Cain's birth? That's not 5 weeks as old as yet.
Dicknia, good man dull. Dicknia, good man dull.
What is Dicknia?
A title to Phoebe, to Luna, to the moon.
The moon was a month old when Adam was no more, and wrought not 5 weeks, and he came to 50. The illusion holds in the exchange.
And I say the pollution holds in exchange, for the moon is never but a month old. And I say beside that, 'twas a pricket that the princess killed.
Sir, I praise the Lord for you, and so may my parishioners, for their sons were well tutored by you.
Merkel, if their sons be ingenious, they shall want no instruction.
God give you good morrow, Master Parson. Be so good as to read me this letter. It was given me by Costard and sent me from Don Armado. I beseech you, read it.
Let me hear a staff, a stanz, a verse, a liege, a domi.
If love make me forsworn, how shall I swear to love? Ah, never faith could hold if not to beauty vowed. Well learned is that tongue that well can thee commend. All ignorant that soul that sees thee without wonder.
You find not the apostrophes, and so miss the accent. But, damsel a virgin, was this directed to you?
Aye, sir, from one Monsieur Baron.
To the snow-white hand of most beauteous Lady Rosaline, your ladyship in all desired employment, Baron. Sir Nathaniel, this Baron is one of the voluntaries of the king. Trip and go, my sweet. Deliver this paper into the royal hand of the king. It may concern much.
Good Costard, go with me. Sir, God save your life.
Have with thee, my girl.
Sir, you have done this in the fear of God, very religiously, and as a certain father saith.
But to return to the verses, did they please you, Sir Nathaniel?
Marvellous well for a pen. By the Lord, this love is as mad as Ajax. It kills sheep. It kills me. I am a sheep. I will not love. If I do, hang me. Oh. Well, she hath one of my sonnets already. The clown bore it, the fool sent it, and the lady hath it. Here comes one with a paper. God give him grace to groan.
Ay me.
Cupid hath thumped him with thy bird bolt.
So sweet a kiss the golden sun gives not to those fresh morning drops upon the rose. Thou shinest in every tear that I do weep. What? Longueville? And reading, listen ere.
Now in thy likeness, one more fool appear.
O sweet Maria, empress of my love, did not the heavenly rhetoric of thine eye persuade my heart to this false perjury? If by me broke, what fool is not so wise to lose an oath to win a paradise? Company, stay.
O most divine Kate.
O most profane coxcomb.
By heaven, the wonder in a mortal eye, her amber hair foul hath amber quoted.
An amber-coloured raven was well noted.
As upright as the cedar, as fair as day, oh, that I had my wish.
And I had mine.
And I mine too, good lord.
Once more I'll read the ode that I've writ. On a day, alack the day, whose love, whose month is ever May, spied a blossom passing fair, playing in the wanton air. Oh, with the king, Baron, and Longueville were lovers too.
Aha! Demain, thy love is far from charity. You may look pale, but I should blush, I know, to be overheard and taken napping so.
Aha, come, sir, you blush, as his your case is such. You chide at him, offending twice as much. I've been closely shrouded in this bush, and marked you both, for you both did blush. What will Barone say when that he shall hear? Faith so infringed, which such zeal did swear. I would not have him know so much by me.
Now step I forth to whip hypocrisy. Aha! Good heart, what grace hast thou, thus to reprove these worms for loving, that art most in love? Oh, what a scene of foolery I have seen, of sighs, of groans, of sorrow and of teen. Oh me, what a strict patience I have sat, to see a king transformed to a gnat.
Are we betrayed thus to thy overview?
Not you to me, but I betrayed by you. I that am honest, I that hold in sin, to break the vow I am engaged in. When shall you see me write a thing in rhyme, or groan for love?
Soft, wither away so fast.
I post from love, my good lover, let me go.
God bless the king. What present hast thou there?
Some certain treason.
I beseech your grace, let this letter be read. Barone, read it over. Where hast thou it? How now? What is in you? Why dost thou tear it?
A toy, my liege, a toy. Your grace needs not fear it.
It did move him to passion, and therefore let's hear it.
Ah, you whore on loggerhead, you are born to do me shame. Guilty, my lord, guilty, I confess.
What?
That you three fools lacked me fool to make up the mess. He, and you, my liege and I, are pickpurses in love, and we deserve to die.
Hence, sirs, away.
Walk aside the tree folk, and let the traitor stay.
Sweet lords, sweet lovers, oh, let us embrace. We cannot cross the cause why we were born. Therefore, of all hands, we must be forsworn.
My love, her mistress, is a gracious moon. She, an attending star, scarce seen a light.
Oh, but for my love, day would turn to night.
Dark needs no candles now, for dark is light.
But what of this? Are we not all in love?
Nothing so sure, and thereby all forsworn.
Shall we resolve to woo these girls of France?
And win them too. Therefore let us devise some entertainment for them in their tents.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak. When we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.